Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Emily Wanless is Assistant Professor of Political Science at Augustana University in Sioux Falls. This summer, she serves as chair of the Initiative and Referendum Task Force as they explore potential changes to the initiated measure, constitutional amendment, and referred law process in South Dakota. The task force met for the second time last Tuesday in Pierre. Emily Wanless, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Lori.
All right. I'm just going to start by saying, how's it going? You're having an interesting summer.
Yeah. No, it's been a fascinating experience. And I think that we've all, as a task force, learned a lot. I think we're still learning and exploring kind of maybe any recommendations we might want to bring. We might end up not wanting to bring anything forward to the legislature. But I think so far, as a group, we've worked really well together. I've been pleasantly surprised with how cordial and respectful people are, despite obvious differences in viewpoints on how to handle certain aspects of the material we're dealing with. But everybody's gotten along great, and it's been a good time.
Give us a quick update on the intent, the original intent of the committee, and has that intention changed at all after a couple meetings now?
So the original intent, to my understanding, was kind of as a response to the 2016 election, where we had 10 ballot measures on the ballot, which led to some cries of voter fatigue. Then the handling of IM-22, which was passed but then repealed by the legislature. And so I think that everybody just kind of wanted to take a minute and review kind of the status of the process here in South Dakota. How does it stack up to other states? What is working? What is maybe not working? And then if the task force, upon a thorough review through educating ourselves, through hearing testimony from different people and organizations who work routinely with the initiative process, kind of their perspective on things. If we felt compelled that there needed to be a change, we would make a recommendation to the legislature. And then from there, they would handle it in the next legislative session.
And what kind of... go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, and I think that the intent is exactly the same, that we are reviewing, we're discussing. I don't think anybody wants to make any, you know, bold moves or changes. I think everyone really respects the process and wants to see that it is preserved and, if anything, just enhanced. So I know, for example, Ms. Linda Levikin, who was on the task force, made a sentiment I think that everybody agreed with on the task force last time we met, which is that we really wanted to focus on voter education. And so what are some ways, if we are going to have this process and it is going to be readily used, what are some ways that we can better ensure that voters are aware of what it is exactly that they are, you know, voting on? So that's kind of an example of the spirit of the task force at this point.
Does voter education go back to the beginning when the petitions are first signed? I know I've mentioned this a couple times on the program with other folks that I was walking downtown in Sioux Falls one day and folks were asking for a petition to be signed and several people just said, no way, I'm tired of that. So you were seeing that voter fatigue, not a scientific response at all, but I was seeing up close that voter fatigue sort of trickle down to the actual petition part. So voter education begins there.
Certainly. So one of the things that we're looking at is maybe taking a cue from Oregon, which has a citizen review panel, which not only reviews the content of a proposed initiative, but also looks to increase ways to educate the public as to what the actual initiative would do. Other things we've looked at is maybe changing the petition circulation form. So maybe not have that entire big long ballot proposal on the petition itself, maybe just the summary, That's just an idea that we floated around last time. Nothing's been settled on that, but just really wanting to make sure, or even to be honest with you, one of the proposed pieces of legislation that we are going to vote on next time deals with moving the date of signatures being filed with the Secretary of State office. And one of the bits of feedback we got from a woman who circulates petitions regularly is that while it would be nice to have added time to gather signatures, it infringes potentially on that period of voter education. And so it's a delicate balance, and we're trying to focus on every aspect before making any sort of judgment.
Are you finding that the current system is better and more solid than people thought, or are you finding definite areas where you think, well, yeah, that's what we need to look into as people come to you?
I think that everybody has a feeling of they want to preserve the process as much as they can because it is kind of the sacred process of citizens' ability to voice or to have a voice in government, especially in a state where it is so solidly one party. And so I think that spirit is something that almost everybody we've heard from has echoed. But in our testimonies through people like the Legislative Research Council or the Secretary of State's office, they identified clear areas where, you know, they're just at a workload capacity. And so what are some ways that maybe the process can be changed incrementally to allow a better process overall? So one of the measures we're considering would be to lengthen the amount of time that the Legislative Research Council has to review and comment on the any ballot measure that's been proposed to them. It's something that's required by law before heading to the Secretary of State's and Attorney General's office. And so if they are able to have more time to give feedback, or even we're considering that they should have the ability to offer substantive commentary, not just style and form, that could maybe limit some of the problems or the repeated measures that we see submitted, because at the front end, things are produced that are higher quality, if that makes sense.
Right, right. Any pushback on the fact that IM22 was dealt with the way it was in PIR? Did you hear people trying to sort of shore it up more so lawmakers could not override something that came from the citizens?
Oh, we've talked about that as a task force. We haven't heard much in terms of actual changes to the process as a result of IM22. I think the sentiment is that citizens who value direct democracy and initiatives and referendums were really disheartened by what happened with IM22. Mm-hmm. And so, if anything, it makes them even more wary of what our task force has potentially been charged with, which is any sort of tinkering with the process. So I think it's in the back of everyone's mind, but it's not currently driving any particular proposal that we're putting forth.
What comes next? What's your timeline for meeting again and for making final recommendations?
Sure. So we have currently scheduled one more meeting. We're hoping to have everything wrapped up with that third meeting. It'll be the fourth day that we meet. We've met three times, but we had a two-day session the first time. We're going to do that on August the 23rd in Pierre again. And what we plan on doing is the front end of the morning is really deciding on how we want to proceed on the draft proposals that we considered at our last meeting. All of those are currently up on the LRC website if anybody would like to look at them. And then also, if there are any other, we had a number of suggested bill drafts that came out of our last meeting in July. And so we'll probably debate those and hope to vote on those in the afternoon.
Is August 23rd the last meeting, the final meeting then?
If we get everything done,
depends
it would
on
be
what
the final meeting. But if we don't, we're not going to rush it. And we've all agreed that if we need to have another meeting, that everybody, you know, is on board with another meeting.
All right. Emily Wanless is chair of the Initiative and Referendum Task Force this summer. She's assistant professor of political science at Augustana University in Sioux Falls. Emily, thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much.